试卷时期，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening.Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1. People in the business world all use accounting terms and concepts to describe the resources and the activities of every business. Today, I'll talk about the function of accounting. The underlying purpose of accounting is to provide financial information about an economic entity. Financial information about a business is needed by managerial decision makers. It is also needed by outsiders, owners, creditors, potential investors, the government, and the public who have supplied money to the business or who have some other interest in the business. Developing and communicating this information is the role of the business organization's accounting system. An accounting system consists of the methods, procedures, and devices used by an entity to keep track of its financial activities and to summarize these activities in a manner useful to decision makers. Regardless of whether the accounting systems are simple or sophisticated, three basic steps must be performed with data concerning financial activities. The data must be recorded, classified, and summarized. Passage 2. One of the most demanding challenges that we face in implementing sustaining development in our city is to effect a change of mindset that would encourage our citizens to think in terms of real, longer-term benefits for our quality of life. Big cities are characterized by noise, by dense human and vehicular traffic, by the voracious consumption of goods and resources,and by gaps between lifestyles enjoyed by the rich and the poor. In such an environment, it is only natural that people tend to be more concerned with immediate problems and possibilities than with ensuring the sustainable viability of our society for the benefit of future generations. We feature ourselves as a world city. We have been serving as a global center for trade,finance, business, and communications. Furthermore, in view of East Asia's rapid economic development, we have benefited enormously in all these areas.